Hello everyone, welcome to the Microsoft Virtual Academy. And my name is Victor Ngobeni, and with me, as you can see, is Megan Rademeyer. And today's session is all about the new portal that Microsoft has launched just a few days ago. And within the portal, we've got what we call the Microsoft Educator Community. That's what our session is all about today. And we hope you're going to enjoy the session, because there's some really great stuff that this portal is all about.
Hi, Victor. Thanks for having me. As you've already introduced me, my name's Megan Rademeyer. I'm here from SchoolNet. And I'm really excited to find out more about the Microsoft Educator community. I've had a quick look around myself, and it looks like a lot of the features we liked before are still there, but now they're easier to find.
And there's more.
And there's more.
Yes.
So I'm sure by the end of today, you know, we're going to have a better idea of what's on offer. And those watching us, I'm sure will be encouraged to go to the Microsoft Educator community themselves to have a look around.
The thing is that, as I said, the Microsoft Educator community is part of the bigger Microsoft.com education portal. And if you want to go there, all you need to do is to go to Microsoft.com/education. But before we go there, let's share with you what we're going to cover today. We're going to introduce the new platform to you guys, and we're also going to show you and demonstrate to you how to sign up on the portal. And we're going to talk about what is new, what are the new features that are included in this portal, and finish off, of course, with a live demo. So we go online and go step by step and show you guys how to sign up.
I'm looking forward to it, Victor. And I'm sure many of the viewers were already part of the Microsoft Educator Network. And by the end of this webinar, they will have a better idea of what features have been imported and whether their sign-in details have been carried across to the new portal. But maybe to begin with, let's take a step back and look at the Microsoft Educator Network, which our viewers are more familiar with, and let's see how this translates into the new site.
Great. So, actually, before we do that, we need to understand the new portal, which is Microsoft Education
.com.
That's where the Microsoft Educator community sits. So that needs to be clear. And in fact, there's a Twitter hashtag for it called MSFTEDU. That's the hashtag that people can use to follow and post stuff. And the reason why Microsoft is done this and is trying to align to Microsoft's mission to try and improve the standard of education using technology, trying to help every teacher, every school on the planet to achieve more. That's really the reason why we're trying to migrate, trying to improve, trying to create a new portal which is more vibrant, which is more interactive, and so on.
I think, Victor, the thing is Microsoft in education has lots of great offerings for teachers and schools that can really enhance teaching using technology. But what's been perhaps a bit of a problem is these great resources have been spread out over a couple of different platforms. So unless you knew what you were looking for and where to look, it wasn't necessarily that easy to find them. So if Microsoft's mission is improving teaching and learning across the planet and empowering teachers, this portal is going to help achieve that mission by making these tools easy to find and easy to use.
Absolutely. So I have up on the screen the old platform. This is the more familiar platform. People are more familiar with that one. The thing is, if you use the old URL, used to be Microsoft EducatorNetwork.com, it will take you to the old platform. But at the top, you'll see an instruction that says, we've moved. Our new educator community has a fresh design, improved functionality, and the more interactive content. Visit us here. So there's a link that will take you or redirect you to the new portal.
So I know on my own laptop,
yeah.
I used to have the Microsoft Educator Network saved as one of my favorites or sort of bookmarked.
I do. I also
because,
do that.
Because it's a site that I have visited quite regularly, and then it saved me having to type in the URL.
Yeah.
But all's not lost. I can still use that bookmark or that favorite, and I can go there. And the first time I do that, I can just look out for the redirect bar at the top of the screen and can follow that. It also means that where we've given people the Educator Network URL in the past, perhaps it appears on our training materials or it's a link we've encouraged teachers to visit.
Yeah.
If they go there, they're not going to see nothing or that the page doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
It still is there.
Still works. A few things still work, but with time.
But it gives people time to realize that a migration's in progress,
yep.
And that bar at the top shows them quickly and easily, what to click to get to the new place.
Absolutely. Now that's the old. What does the new platform looks like? You'll see the differences immediately. The new site looks cleaner.
It's beautiful.
It looks more beautiful.
It's slick. I think it's more intuitive as
it
well.
It is,
On the old one, we knew where to go because we had used the site a lot. But unless you knew, pull this drop-down menu here and click on this there and click on that there, and eventually you'll get to the lessons or you'll get to the badges. Here it's intuitive, it's slick, it's easy.
It's easier to find things, to find what you're looking for. Get training, find a lesson. And you can see at the top there you have different sections. You've got a section for school leaders, educators, students, products. That's where all the Microsoft education products sits, training and events, how to buy, and personal stories. So right on the landing page, you can clearly easily go to, easily find what you're looking for.
So somebody will maybe choose the drop-down list based on their role at a school. So
yeah.
If somebody's a principal, a deputy, a member of the senior management team, there'll be resources for that person under the school leaders tab. But a teacher might look under the educators tab. And unlike the Microsoft previous community, the Educator Network,
yeah.
which was specifically for teachers, for educators, here there's a whole drop-down list for students
yes.
too.
Yeah.
I know that lots of teachers were getting their students to use resources on the Microsoft Educator Network. There were those great tools, SongSmith, AutoCollage. But they would have to go to a place that was really designed for teachers to access those materials. Whereas here, students can pull down their drop-down list and see what's on offer for students.
Absolutely. And the reason why it says Welcome Educator is because this is a screen grab. What I did is I opened the page and clicked Educator. That's
okay.
why it says Welcome
okay.
Educator.
But
if it's a student, if they click Student, it will say Welcome Student.
Okay, and it will then be sort of personalized
yep.
to links that are applicable to students. You know what else is nice about this landing page is that list of products. Because on the old Educator Network, when you were interested in a product, you then clicked on a link and it took you, to another site. Whereas here, it's kind of a one-stop
yes.
shop.
Yeah. Right.
So moving on.
Yeah, moving on. So let's now quickly look at the signing up process. Now, as I said, when you go to let's Educator, you just click Educator and you'll have a button, a sign up button or sign in button if you're a previous a user. So, but there's the sign in page, and those are the options you have available to sign in or sign up.
And Victor, I'm imagining that most teachers already will have one,
yes.
if not more, of the accounts that are listed on the screen. So even if a teacher doesn't specifically have a Microsoft account or an Office 365 account, many of the teachers that we work with are already on Facebook, and that's an option for signing in, or Twitter, which is a new one.
So we're talking about new sign-ups,
yes.
right? The older, the people who are already on the network, they can just you know, use any one of those options to sign in. Yeah.
Okay. Or perhaps if they used an account to sign in that's not on this list anymore. So maybe they signed in before with a Yahoo account or perhaps a Gmail account that's now not on this list. They can still sign in, but using their Facebook details or Twitter or their Skype sign in. So there's still lots of options.
There is.
And of course, if there are viewers watching who are looking at that list and who are perhaps thinking, I don't, you know, already have one of these accounts, I've consciously decided not to sign up for Facebook or not to be part of Twitter. Of course, it's free and easy to quickly sign up for a Microsoft account, a live account, which will get you in.
Great. And this is what I discovered as I was trying to sign in. As soon as I put in my sign in details, the system recognized my account and it says, welcome back. And it gave me an option to merge my accounts, because that's the other thing we talked about, saying this platform now has aggregated or merged all Microsoft resources into one space. So now the accounts or the facility gave me an option to merge those accounts, to say you can now merge your Skype details and your Microsoft details into one account.
So previously, somebody might have had a Microsoft Educator Network account, and they might have been part of Skype in the Classroom, which used to be a whole separate page.
Yes.
Now, as part of the one-stop shop strategy, they can both be here, and you can merge your details. So you don't have to set up two separate profiles, upload two profile pictures, remember two lots of usernames and passwords. Here, you can put it all in one account.
And they ask you a question, would you like to merge both of your profiles together by signing up with your Skype ID? That's what I chose. I said yes, and then they merged my account.
So it's the recommended option, but you can certainly choose the don't merge my profiles option if you'd prefer not to merge your accounts.
And
so
then,
what's next?
And soon after that, you will have a page that now requires you to update your profile. So they will ask you a few more things that was not there in the previous profile. So, like things like an avatar, if you want to choose an avatar for your account, and a few other things if you want to update.
And Victor, I think we would both suggest that teachers really take a few minutes to fill in this profile properly. The more information you give, the more the resources will be better geared towards your particular set of subjects that you're teaching, the tools that you're using, or the age group that you're teaching. Also, if teachers are looking for teachers in other countries for mystery Skype activities or collaborative projects, if you've taken the time to fill in some details, then you have a far greater chance of being selected as a teacher with a class that potentially could sync up with another class. But if you leave all of these fields blank, you know, nobody's going to want to be part of a collaborative project with you.
Absolutely. One of the things that I saw as I was trying to update my account that wasn't there in the previous portal, the profile updating portal, is the Twitter. So in this profile, you are now required. There's a section for putting in your Twitter handle, which wasn't there in the previous. Because more and more teachers are using Twitter these days.
For sure, yeah. And what's great is then if somebody else is looking at your profile and they think, oh, this person looks interesting, or he or she is teaching a similar subject to me or a similar learning area, there's a neat little link that they can click on to follow you on Twitter. So this is also a great way of increasing your Twitter following. If you're keen on Twitter, if you're tweeting links out there, if you're using it as a online sort of professional learning tool, here's a chance to both get more followers and perhaps to find some worthwhile people for you to follow.
Great. And then After updating your account, you'll be asked to save your account, and then now your new account will pop up.
Okay.
And that's an example of, as you can see, that's my profile, and with a little avatar that I can change if I want to.
Look at Victor looking like a real cool dude here.
And you can see immediately on your account, it shows your name, of course, where institutions where you're based, your country, your city, your province, your city, as well as your subject of interest.
And I see elsewhere, we don't see it on the screen now, but elsewhere you're able to see a map that then shows other teachers that have signed up. And this is really handy for teachers that perhaps want to get in touch, not virtually with other teachers, but perhaps face-to-face with other teachers. Perhaps if you're planning a teach meet or some sort of conference or event, you could then use this information to see, okay, these are other teachers in my area, in my town or in my province or my state, who I could invite to be part of something.
Absolutely. And you can see straight from your account landing page, achievements. These are stuff that you may have uploaded on the network, connections, achievements would be your badges, things that you have, trainings that you have done, content that you may have uploaded, as well as connections that you have.
I'm really glad to see that the achievement section is still there, and that the badging, that was quite a popular feature of the previous iteration of the Educator Network, has been pulled through to this one. Because those badges are a great way of making your learning visible, of showing that this is something you've completed and you've got the badge to prove it. It's really nice for teachers that are perhaps trying to build up their CV, or even just at a school to, encourage teachers to, this term, let each set ourselves a target of getting a badge by the end of the term or two badges. And it just helps to make that learning tangible.
Great. And then, as you can see, just to go through the features again, that's the new platform that we everyone will be talking about from now on. And here are some of the benefits of the new platform. We've all said the fact, Megan, you've always talked about the fact that it's a one-stop shop for Microsoft Education. And that's where you get all the stories, like personal stories of ICT using in the classroom. That's where that's a place you can go to get products like your Office Mix, your Sway, and that's the place you can go for training, lessons, as well as connecting with other teachers.
And Victor, I think something to emphasize is that this site has just been launched.
Yes.
So some features are already there and they're working, but if you click on something and there's not really content there yet, or perhaps something you saw on the Microsoft Educator Network hasn't made its way across to microsoft.com/education. Just be patient.
Yes.
The content is being migrated across, and the courses, the online activities, things you liked on the old version are slowly but surely making their way across to the new site.
And you're quite right, Megan. And over and above finding stuff on the network, it's a place to build stuff, right? Don't expect to always go there and find stuff. Use the network to build stuff, build resources that you can share. So if you discover that there are not many or there are not enough lessons, it's an opportunity for you to build lessons and put on the network and share.
Yeah, we'd certainly encourage teachers to share their learning activities.
Yeah.
In fact, if you had a learning activity on the Microsoft Educator Network and you see that it hasn't yet made its way across, there's nothing to stop you from re-uploading your project. Or perhaps you uploaded a project or a learning activity a couple of years ago, and since then the activity's really taken off, or you've added new components, or you've refined it with a successive year, by all means, share that learning activity again. We want to grow this pool so that when somebody does a search for your learning area or your grade, more examples pop up for them to choose from.
Right. And very important, the network is built on educator feedback. So a lot of the things that you see on the network are suggestions by teachers. So a lot of teachers indicated, because in the past you used to have a separate portal for Skype, like Skype in the classroom,
yes.
A separate portal for educators, and you would have other sites. Microsoft for students, staff, and so on. But now we've built a resource where everything is pulled into one site.
Something,
I think that's a great thing.
Something I'm really excited about is the new look and feel lends itself very well to viewing the content across devices. So we find lots of our teachers don't have access perhaps to their personal laptop that they maybe are able to take home from school to look at in their own time. But many teachers have access to a smartphone,
yeah.
And they could now go through this content very easily on a smartphone. Or as more and more teachers get tablets, this content also is very nice to view on a tablet interface.
Great. Also, the social connections, very important for teachers to be able to link up with other teachers, to be able to invite guests because through Skype in the classroom and badges. So it's a very important facility. It's a very important feature of the new platform.
And it just looks so nice.
It looks really nice.
I mean, people had their profiles uploaded to the Educator Network, but they didn't look as nice as they do now. So I really like this fresh new look, and I'm hoping more teachers will join and populate their profile.
And the great thing, as you can see on my slide, you have as you interact with the network, as you download stuff, as you do trainings, you earn badges. And as you can see, you have a slider that shows you how much, in terms of percentage, how much you've achieved, as you can see there, 20%,
30%. Somebody who's started a course but hasn't completed it
yet,
yeah, to get the badge will still show that they're in progress.
Yeah.
Something else that I've noticed on this is it also shows somebody's LinkedIn profile or their
yes.
Pinterest profile.
Yes.
So this really shows a wider variety of social networks that teachers might be active on. It's not limited just to Facebook and Twitter, like the Educators Network. A variety of platforms is catered for.
I talked about products, trainings, and resources in terms of courses, as well as quick tip videos for how to use some of our top great tools, things like Movie Make, Sway, Office Makes. And all of this is done at your own pace. So, and the progress. The portal has a way to track the progress and as you learn.
Yeah, and I'm sure this is going to get updated on a regular basis. So at the moment, Sway features quite prominently because that's a really new tool that's exciting. Teachers are getting excited about sharing ideas and resources using Sway. But who knows what Microsoft might come up with, in the next couple of months. And then we'll see those new tools on the same platform.
You also get lesson plans, as we said, shared by other people. And once again, don't expect to find everything you're looking for. If you see a gap, create resources. So, but yeah, there's lots of lesson plans that have been created by other teachers.
I think, Victor, what's changed from when you and I were both teachers is teachers are getting far more generous with their resources.
Yes.
You know, when we were teachers, if you'd spent hours slaving away making a nice worksheet or a test paper, you know, you tended to keep it to yourself. Or maybe you would give copies to, you know, other teachers in your department at your school. Whereas now with, you know, access to the internet, you can potentially share those resources with a much wider pool of people. But you also have access to far more resources that are out there. But of course, this pool relies on multiple contributors.
Absolutely.
So we're appealing to the audience. If you've got great activities, great ideas, super resources, share them, make yourself famous, and provide great activities to other teachers. If we're all sharing activities and finding one another's great activities, it means the children that we teach are the ultimate beneficiaries of more great lessons.
And kids love live lessons. And in the portal, you have lesson sections, you have a live session, live lessons. This is a place where you can go to connect with other students through Skype in the classroom, and you can do live lessons where the kids Skype each other and discover each other's.
In fact, this virtual field trips sort of example that was on your slide.
Yes, yeah.
I'm sure that was a feature that used to be part of the Skype in the Classroom
Absolutely.
Platform.
Yeah.
And teachers really enjoyed it. It was a way of exposing children to the world beyond the classroom, taking them to places they probably would never otherwise get to visit. So again, it's really nice to see all of those resources being aggregated in one place and simpler to navigate, simpler to find, so that there's great content, but now you will actually be more likely to find it and use it.
And in terms of live lessons, as you update your profile, there's a section where they ask you if you want to become available for a sort of an online teacher, as it were. So live lessons could be any teacher in any country that wants to share their knowledge with students from another country. Doesn't have to be like an expert, as in, you know.
Yeah, and I think we all sell ourselves a bit short and sort of think, oh, you know, I don't know enough to be regarded as an expert. But we have one of our current South African Microsoft Innovative Educator experts, Karen Stadler, who's passionate about saving rhinos.
Yes.
And she has done a sort of live lesson for learners from sort of classrooms around the world, speaking about South Africa's rhinos, sort of anti-poaching, that rhino horn has no medicinal use. So she's become an expert. On rhinos, and children in classrooms around the world are completely fascinated by what she has to say and are so excited and fired up that they're having a real South African person who's seen real rhinos talking to them you know, through that live lesson.
So Karen can be easily asked to present to another class through live lessons.
Yeah, so maybe here's a challenge to our viewers to think of something that you're passionate about, something that you regard yourself as a bit of an expert on, and sign up. And also look and see who's signed up already, who you could maybe get your students to watch. How exciting to see a paleontologist or an astronomer or a physicist talking a bit about what they do. And this really provides an opportunity for teachers to expose their learners to a range of different careers, not children only knowing about being a nurse or a policeman, you know, or a firefighter, because those are careers that they perhaps see in their community.
Great. You talked about, Megan, the platform being so, you know, platform neutral, in the sense that whatever device you're using, you can use it to view the content, Also, you can use whatever device to create content. So you can add learning activities, create learning activities, edit on the portal, upload it on the portal using different multimedia files. So it's quite easy to do that.
And Victor, I think that's an important point to stress.
Yeah.
Because this is the Microsoft.com/education portal, doesn't mean you're limited to only using a Microsoft device. If you have another type of tablet, this is all viewable through a browser. So it's not like you need a specific app on your device, or even that you need Microsoft Office on your device to be able to make use of these materials.
And as you upload, as you create content and share it, you receive recognition.
Yeah, so get going. And I do like that picture that you showed, because it showed a slate or a tablet device being used to upload content. So you're not limited to using a laptop or a desktop computer. You can easily share from other more mobile devices now.
And then we've talked about the ability to connect with other professionals. So it's so easy because this new platform integrates with Skype in the classroom. So it's quite easy to find teachers, to connect with teachers and do collaborative projects.
So, you know, we've seen a few of the people here as examples of the type of people who've already signed up to this platform. We'd encourage you to add yourself out there and perhaps to browse around and see if there's anyone whose details have been shared who you'd like to connect with.
You'll see on the slide, on that slide, you have every teacher. If you go to the profile of teachers on the portal, you'll have a little write-up about that teacher, because as they created their profile, there's a section where you're asked to write a little something about yourself, so that as people search for you, they can have a little write-up about you to understand what your passion or what your passion are and sort of your interests are.
Yeah, and this really illustrates the point we were making earlier about how important it is to fill out your profile as completely as possible. We're sure you are exciting, but if you don't portray yourself as being an exciting educator, you know, you're not going to get that much value out of this platform, because you're not going to be making the same kinds of connections as other educators will be if they're really putting themselves out there.
Right. The idea of badges, which is an exciting thing. As you do things, you get recognized. So as you do trainings, you get recognized. As you upload stuff, you get recognized.
Yeah, so complete those online courses, challenge others. If you're an ICT coordinator in charge of teacher professional development at your school, instead of you having to continuously come up with activities for teachers to do, or courseware or learning materials, have a look at what already exists, and you may find there's a great offering out there, and you can rather encourage teachers at your school to take a course and be recognized for it with a badge.
Great. Let's do a quick demo.
Okay, so we're going live, Victor.
Yeah, let's go live and see what the platform looks like.
Okay.
Right, so as I said, all you need to do is go to microsoft.com/education.
Okay, so this doesn't look quite like the screen grab. Where do people go from here?
So they can use their browsers, you know.
Okay.
They go to their browsers and type on the address. You can Bing it, actually, Microsoft Education, and then, or just type the URL, microsoft.com/education. It will take you straight to the site.
Okay.
As you can see, as you land on the site, you see very interactive videos and some exciting videos about students using technology. That's the landing page. And as you can see on the landing page, you've got, as we said, section for school leaders, you've got a section for educators, a section for students, products, trainings, and this is for how to buy stuff for schools, for educators and students. And then you've got the story sections. School stories, these are stories about schools that are using technology in innovative ways. And we also have news where Microsoft shares information about future events and many others.
And even if there's not that much stuff there now,
yes,
the tab is there because it'll be continuously updated with more case studies, more news events as those happen. But which tab did you click on to get to the view that we saw in the screen?
That's right. So you go to Educator. There's the Educator tab. And then you go Educator Community.
Okay.
Of course, you've got the overview there. But Educator Community, that's where you need to go. Then you'll have to sign up.
Oh, okay.
Right. If you're already on the platform, you'll just have to sign in. But there's the button there.
Oh,
you see, there's the join now.
And that's the screen that we saw saw earlier.
Right.
So Victor, good idea, I think, would be if teachers go there to Microsoft.com/education, and then they click on that Educators tab, it would be a good idea to save that link to their favorites or to bookmark the link.
Yes. Yeah.
And then the next time you're looking for this great content, you know where to go, and it's one click and you're there.
That's right. And then there's a sign-in button. You just click sign-in. And there are the options for signing in, as we've talked about them before. And I've used my Skype account to sign in. So I'll just click Skype, sign in. And then there's my Skype name. That's my password. And I'll just click sign in. And then I land on the platform.
Okay, when I did this, I had used my Microsoft Live account when I joined the Educator Network previously.
Yeah.
So I used that same Microsoft account button. Like you use Skype, I used my Microsoft account. I typed in my username and password, and
yes,
I got in no trouble.
No trouble.
And then I was offered that option of, did I want to merge with my Skype in the classroom account? So it really is quick and easy. I'm sure teachers will have no trouble with this. And obviously, if you weren't part of the Microsoft Educator Network previously, there's nothing to stop you signing in for this one. As Victor was saying, it's either a sign in or sign up.
Yes.
One of those two. Either way, we'd love to see you there.
Great. Yeah, great. And as you hover your mouse, as you can see, that's my landing page. As you hover your mouse, let's say you're interested in training, as you hover your mouse on the training section, you get a little write-up about the trainings. And then if you're interested, you just click Get Training. So when you click Get Training, it will take you straight to all the courses, and you can start doing the courses. As you can
okay.
see, quick tip videos, courses, learning paths.
Okay.
Right. And let me go back. You can do the same with Find a Lesson. You hover your mouse over the tab, and then tells you search for thousands of lessons created by educators. If you want to find a lesson, you just click Find a Lesson, and then you should now scroll through or search for lessons or connect with other teachers through live lessons, or take your students on a virtual field trip.
And we'd of course encourage viewers to browse around, click on the different tiles, pull the drop-down menus and just see what's there. It's really intuitive and easy to find your way around, but probably the best way to find your way around is just to, you know, have a browse and see what's there.
Great.
Victor, we're almost done for today.
Sure.
But for viewers who are perhaps watching live, who are interested in applying to be Microsoft Innovative Educator Experts.
That's a good one.
Where should they go on the new platform to apply?
All right. So they go to Educators And you can see I've got different tabs, overview, educator, community, get training, and then I've got innovative educators. When you click on that tab, it will take you to the Microsoft Innovative Educator Experts, and they can read all about the program, and they can, here's the button to nominate yourself to become a Microsoft Innovative Expert. That's where they need to go.
Okay, so if you've already applied to be a Microsoft Innovative Educator Expert through the educator community, Don't stress, we've got your application, but if you are still going to apply before the closing date, which is the 30th of October 2015, you've got 2 weeks left, and go to that link that Victor was showing you. There's the link to fill in the online application form if you'd still like to apply.
Of course, they need to apply. It is an exciting opportunity. Okay, before we close, we just want to confirm the site and where to go. All they need to go to do is to go to, you can start with education.microsoft.com or microsoft.com/education. It will take you to the same site.
Okay.
Yeah.
And why not sort of tweet about it? If you're on Twitter, use that hashtag MSFTEDU, so basically Microsoft Education, but sort of compacted. Either tweet about it, what have you found, what features do you like, encourage your followers to have a look and check it out. Or if you want to see what other people are saying about the new site on Twitter, then do a search for that hashtag, and what others have said will pop up. Maybe you'll find a few new interesting people to follow while you're there.
Great. So we hope to see more and more sign-ups in the next coming months, because that's the new platform, guys, and that's where everything is. And we hope to see more and more signups. We hope to make more and more connections on the site, and to see more activity, more lessons. We hope to see great activity going in there.
For sure, Victor. Our viewers have seen what it's all about. They've seen what's on offer.
Yeah.
If you haven't signed up yet, get going. Do it soon. And remember, if you still want to get in your application to be a Microsoft Innovative Educator Expert, you have until the end of October 2015 to do so. So we'll be looking out for your application and your sign up on the site. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for joining us, and see you again sometime soon.
Bye for now.
Bye.